Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Happy New Year. Haven't done this for a while, so it might not be any good for a bit. Just warming up. Thank you, Max. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills, and it's 2010. Yeah. I'm really sorry. Can I apologise, Tulip?
Why?
Because my stomach really rumbled during the news then.
Is
did you hear
what
it?
That was?
It went. Did you hear it?
I thought I'd heard something.
It was like
quite loud.
The loudest stomach rumble ever. I don't know what's wrong with me. It was like that. Morning, Andy, all right?
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
God, did you hear that?
I did, and I was on the other side of the room, just sat at the back.
I like it. You're going to pass me the bin.
Yeah, well, you never can be too sure in these situations.
I'm fine. The diet starts today. I like it that you've already been leafing through all the various tabloids to find the right diet for you, because every paper is full of them.
My favourite top tip, diet tip today, instead of large battered cod and chips, go for a small.
See?
That's from the Mirror.
Pounds of fall off. Right, I hope you're all right this morning. Did anyone else get the Sunday fear yesterday of, like, there's nothing to be scared about with going back to work, but it's just been a little bit of a while for some people, and it's that thing of, like, right, okay, have I got clothes for tomorrow? Yes, I have. Will I get up in the morning? I don't know. It's just a fear. I don't get it often, but I had it properly last night. Podcast. I like this text that says, Millsy, Riverside, get a grip. We're in 2010 now, mate. All right. What do you want? I still thought that was quite irrelevant to you. Seemed to go down well on New Year's Eve in Newcastle. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this, please?
It's Bethan.
Where are you today, Bethan?
I'm in Cornwall.
Oh. What's occurring?
Not much, really.
Apart from it's your birthday, and I know that.
Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Woo! Is it too early for anyone to have acknowledged us apart from us?
Yeah, I think so.
How old are you, please?
I'm 18 today.
Happy 18th birthday. What's going to be happening today for your birthday? Anything good?
I've got to go back to college today.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
That's lame.
I know a lot of people are going back to school today, but some people have one of those inset days, which means the teachers are having training today. Are they really, though? Are they?
I don't think so.
Why can they have done it in their holidays?
Yeah.
Okay, where's your college?
Truro College okay. In Cornwall.
Did you have much snow and stuff?
We had ice, and that was it.
Right, okay. There's a lot of people that, I mean, I think the one that doesn't speak was in Leeds yesterday, and it was still absolutely bucketing it down. And I think people have had enough of the snow now. At first, it's like, yeah, we've got snow, and now it's like, actually, I'm really bored of this.
Yeah. It's so cold outside.
I know, and it's the first day back, but it's all fine. All right?
Yeah.
I know. We're
so cold, we're sat here in our scarves.
We're rocking the scarves.
Aww.
Love you, Beth, and have a good day. Happy birthday.
I love you too.
Bye. Mark in Shelton has been on saying, Scott, it's not fear, it's the Sunday dread. First day back at work today. Boo. Yes, I had a lot of fear. I was dreading school, didn't get any sleep at all, and I've been up listening to the radio all night. That's from Theo in Salisbury. A lot of people having the Sunday fear. Yesterday.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
I like the person that sent in the text going, I'm not back to school till Wednesday. Ha 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 ha. And now here's an actual teacher to tell us what they actually do at inset days. Hello, Louise.
Hello.
You're right.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Where are you?
I'm in Newcastle.
Oh, I was there on New Year. It was freezing and really icy. Is it still icy?
Yeah, really, really, really icy.
So you've got one of these training days today, have you?
We have, yes. I'm just getting ready to leave the house in about 15 minutes.
Good luck with that. What happens, please, on these training days? We're not complaining about them because lots of people are loving them. Everyone loves a good inset day.
Yeah.
But I just want to know what happens.
Well, it just depends on what we've got planned. But sometimes if we've got new training to do for new computers and things like that in school, we have to do that.
Right.
A bit like a staff meeting, really. And we'll all just get together and discuss what we've got to do for the rest of the term.
Long lunch?
No.
So it's like a proper day at work?
Yeah, it is.
Is it, though?
It's probably worse than a normal day at work.
Oh, right.
Yeah, definitely.
And then does school go back to normal tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's brilliant. That's all I wanted to know, really, because, I mean, right. A lot of people are saying that maybe, you know, it's a bit of a DOS for the teachers, but I don't... Now I know it's not, that's absolutely fine.
No, well, it's not in my school.
What's your school name, please?
My school's News and Primary School.
And what's your name, Miss somebody?
Miss Chambers.
Miss Chambers?
Yes.
Is that how I address you at all times now?
Yes, if okay. you want to.
So, Miss Chambers, working hard today. At what school again?
News and Primary School.
Yeah, you see? We put it out there. All right, have a good day. Radio 1.
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Just looking at some of the stuff that's happened today, there's not that much. Apart from, this is a good one, Jay-Z has offered to be Robbie Williams' wedding planner. If you look at some of the papers today... Robbie's fiancée, Ida, is sporting a massive jumbo sparkler on her hand. So I don't think it'll be long now before they get married. And Jay-Z, bless him, because he's like that, has offered to plan the wedding for Robbie.
Have I missed it? Has he planned other weddings before?
I've no idea. Do you think he'd be a fan of the ice sculptures?
Definitely.
I think so. What else?
Chocolate fountain?
Yes. Like the biggest chocolate fountain in the world, a proper R&B one.
Giant Jenga?
Robbie needs to... giant Jenga? What's that?
Yeah. You know that those big wooden bricks? And then you have to pull one out and then it all falls over and makes a big mess.
At a wedding? I've never heard of that before.
No, like the after games.
Right.
Okay. No?
I don't think he should go to Jay-Z, because I'm not sure he has that much experience in it. I think he should go on that show Four Weddings. Have you seen that on Living?
No.
Now that... You haven't seen Four Weddings?
No, I've only seen Don't Tell the Bride.
Is also good on BBC Three.
Yeah.
But this is different. Four Weddings is like Come Dine With Me, but for weddings. So everyone gets married and then they all go to each other's weddings, like they do on Come Dine With Me with food, and then they just slag him off. It's like, ew, what's she wearing that peach dress for?
It's brilliant. Weird, isn't it, weddings? Every wedding I've been to, there's been someone that's gone, oh yeah, she copied that off me. I did that at my wedding. I did it so much better at mine.
Copied. So that's what I'm saying, Robbie. Go on Four Weddings rather than...
When I say copied, I don't mean like, well, they're having a cake and they're having the dancing and the disco and the speeches.
What,
I mean
then?
Like the little things, you know, like the little things on the, like even the place names and kind of whether you get an origami swan or like whether you get a CD of the couple's favourite song and stuff.
Well, a lot of people have those really, don't they?
It's all the little tiny things like...
Yeah, they copy that. Yeah, copy
stars
that.
Stars on the table.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know, I've never planned a wedding. It's 5 to 7, you're listening to Radio 1. Right, Oh What's Occurring is coming up at... One that doesn't speak, he's here today. Hi.
8.15.
8.15 this morning. Radio 1 Podcast. Someone says, wow, 2010's certainly going to be a great year with all these new tracks you're playing, Scott. God, all right. So grumpy today. That was Calvin Harris from last year, and I'm not alone. Liz in Barnsley was enjoying Mumford & Sons very much. See, her nan's 82. She wanted the Subo CD for Christmas, so she bought it. Someone else also got her I Dreamed a Dream, so she had to change it, and now her nan wants Mumford & Sons, which is quite cool, I think, aww, at 82. Bless her. She's going to go and change it over today. Lizzie's been on. Hearing Mumford & Sons go off from my alarm has made my first day back at school a little bit more appealing. Hooray, a happy person. And someone's saying, Mumford & Sons is far too Christmassy. You might as well have played Slade. Thanks. Right. Plan B, that's quite new, and Paramore coming up, and the PR4L is back for the new year with some of the stuff you've been saying over the Christmas break on Dear Scott. Emily in Bristol, at her wedding, had Connect Four and Giant Jenga. I've never heard of that before. I haven't been to a wedding for ages, but I've never been to a wedding, when I have been, where there's been any need for board games, particularly.
It's not like everyone now do board games.
Everyone
just
bundles into the Connect Four.
It's just there in case you want to do it. I'm going to have a ball pit at mine.
Right, good. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Splasher.
Splasher? The Splash Master. Okay, good.
And it's that a long story, I won't go into it.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know that. But no. That's your name, and where are you?
I'm in Bailden. Sunny Bailden. Well, it's -4, so it's not that sunny, but yeah. Sunny
First
Bailden.
Day back today, is it?
It is. Just defrosting the car, sat here while I thought I'd give you a call, discuss a wedding that I attended in November, which is going to be on Four Weddings.
If you haven't seen Four Weddings, like I said earlier, it is like Come Dine With Me, but with weddings, and people just go to each other's weddings and then just go, well, that wasn't very good, was it? They could have done this better. So your friend's wedding is going to be on it?
Yeah, they filmed it in November at the Coniston, which is in North Yorkshire, and I always watched it and thought, well, it must be set up, but really and truthfully, I've never seen anything so real in all my life. They're really slaggy. Well, we were sat on the table with the other brides, sort of slagging each other off, slagging the wedding off. There were people stripping at this wedding, bath under whatever it's called, bass under was getting played. It was an absolute shambolic wedding. And it's my friends that got married. They're going to absolutely slay them. It's on in April. It should be so funny. So funny. Can't wait.
So you know it's going to be a big old mess on the TV, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's hairy men with their bellies out, and the bride looks like Pamela Anderson. She was doing stuff that I can't really repeat at this time in the morning. It's
Bass Hunter was playing. It was all going off.
Yeah, Bass Hunter icon. But I think he's called Bass Hunter. He was playing. It was just going. It was mental. It was mental.
I look forward to that very much. Are you allowed to tell me your friends' names, or should we keep it a secret?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, yeah, Sam and Ben, now Gooding. So, yeah, Sam Gooding and Ben Gooding. You'll keep your eyes open. Fantastic.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure I series link that today, even though it's a few months away.
Yeah, well, I'll put a note in my diary and I'll ring you back.
All right, brilliant. Thanks, then. Thanks,
look,
the Splashmeister.
See you, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you're talking about that pub that had, well, they were there 3 days because they were snowed in. I had a very similar experience on New Year's Day, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you were stuck in a pub?
For ages, hours.
Was it an actual lock-in?
No. Actually, I haven't been to a lock-in for ages.
I've never been to
one. I've changed. But they are... You've never been to a lock-in?
No.
Ever?
No. What happens? Does the landlord come out and just lock the doors and no one's allowed to leave?
Yes. That's exactly what happens.
How do you know when there's going to be one? Because you never see them advertised.
Well, I'll tell you how. Would you like to be involved?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're entering some kind of exclusive
yes.
club?
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
Everyone always talks about having a lock-in and a...
Right, okay, well, they're not allowed to sell you... I'm not an expert. They're not allowed to sell you drink after hours, right? So if you are a friend of the pub, if you maybe know the landlord, if you're a regular customer, which doesn't happen to me so much these days, but used to quite a lot, then...
Now I see why you've been involved in a lock-in and I haven't.
Okay, well, what they'll do is they'll lock the doors and they'll let you stay and drink, but here's the best bit, they have to give it to you for free.
Amazing.
That's right, free drinks.
So how do you know if there's going to be one?
Well, what you do is, you really don't know about this at all, do you?
Do I just go up to him and say...
All pubs do it. What you need to do, try it tonight.
Just go to my local and say, can I have a lock-in
what
tonight,
What you do,
please?
Okay, here's the thing. After a certain time, let's say, after half nine tonight, just go up to the bar and say, make sure it's the landlord. Don't just get,
any old server.
Yeah, get the landlord and say, hello, I'd like to be involved in a lock-in, please. And they'll let you in. It's just a secret thing. They'll know about it, but unless you ask, you don't get.
Do you have to do a wink or a secret handshake or anything?
No, just say, you have to just wink with the left eye once.
Okay.
And go, can I be part of your lock-in tonight, please? And they will let you.
Amazing.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I might be a bit worse for wear tomorrow morning, but I'll let you know how it goes.
No, it's really good. This wasn't a lock-in that I was in. Basically, I got the wrong train back. I was playing in Newcastle on New Year's Eve. And then I got the 2:30 train from Newcastle to London, or I tried to. But apparently, I had the wrong ticket. Now, this was a dead train, OK? It was New Year's Day. There was no one on the train. But the man said that I'd got on it 2 hours early. And therefore, I had to get off at Darlington. Because my ticket wasn't valid for this journey.
So what happens when you get a super saver return?
I know. But he said, it's all right, there's another one that goes at 5:00. So I was like, well, what am I going to do in Darlington? It's freezing cold, I don't know anyone in Darlington. So obviously, me and my friends went to the nearest pub to the train station, which was unbelievable. I'm not going to say the name of it, but a lot of people in Monte Darlo will know... the pub that I mean.
If it's anything like the one near Reading Station, it's amazing.
Yeah. There was a fight at about 3 p.m. Some bloke said he didn't like someone else's hair or something. And there's this massive fight.
Was that your friends?
No. We were just keeping our heads down. But then after the fight, and everyone was just like, everyone was involved all around us. We were just sat there like, don't look, don't look. Everyone made up, and do you know the song that united them?
No.
About 5 minutes after, there's proper beef going on between people, and then 5 minutes later, everyone just carried on singing and dancing to this song. Nothing happened, there was no fight. Nothing's gonna stop us. Arms in the air. Like nothing had happened.
Like mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon.
Big burly men.
Mid-afternoon.
Amazing.
Big burly men and women. It's brilliant.
I would have gone there just to see the big burly women.
Tattoos. So, yeah. And then I went back to the train station and they were like, no, there isn't a 5 o'clock from Darlington. I was like, you are joking me. So then eventually had to get the 6:04.
Oh.
But I had to get a special form to say that I was allowed to travel on this particular train. It was long, long,
why didn't
long,
you just pay
long.
A bit more and buy a new ticket?
He wouldn't let me. So hello to that man that on the dead New Year's Day train that made me get off at Darlington. It did actually provide me with a lot of entertainment. My favourite thing that I overheard in the pub toilet when I went to the loo was a bloke saying to his mate, as they were having a little wee,
oh, this sounds such a nice place. They all know where it is on the text as
do
well.
Do they?
Yeah.
The bloke said to his mate, God, I've got so fat over Christmas. I've got so much. Look at that.
Were you listening at the door again?
No, I was just in there.
Oh, right.
And obviously you hear people talking. Blokes talk to each other in that pub anyway, in the loo.
Right.
So they're, anyway, having a wee, and they're like, oh, I've got so fat over Christmas. Look at me, so fat. He was like, but it's all right, because I'm going down again next week, so I'll just get fit in jail. Like it was the most normal thing in the world. Anyway, so thank you, Darlington, for a top day out, unexpected on New Year's Day.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
All right, if it's your first day back today, Sarah Cox is on at 10 this morning. Then Greg at 1 o'clock as per normal, and then Dev at 4. Right, the posh Radio 4 lady is back with some Dear Scots. This is what you've been saying to us on email and text while we've been off.
Dear Scott and all associated chums.
Hello.
I have been pondering the song TikTok by Kesha, and two things bother me. Firstly, does anybody think she sounds like Amanda from Ugly Betty? She has a similar voice, and the antics in the song sound like things Amanda would get up to.
Becky, which one's Amanda from Ugly Betty?
The blonde one.
I know who you mean. I kind of lost interest after the first series of Ugly Betty. Do you remember there was so much hype around it?
All the episodes seem the same to me now.
Yeah.
Not that I watch it.
It is still on though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can anyone that still watches it let me know if it's still any good, because I might revisit it at some point. Anyway, here's Amanda from Ugly Betty and what she sounds like.
Look, all I know is that living with a fatty is hard. They're always hogging the bed and making a mess and borrowing your clothes.
By the way, loving this dress.
Betty's blouse. I totally belted it.
And here's Kesha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the
same.
Door. I'm gonna
yeah.
hit this.
Really, exactly the same.
Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Look, all I know is that living with a fatty is hard.
Yeah, exactly the same. Thanks for that. In the way that she is American.
Secondly, she says about men, we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. Am I right in thinking she is referring to Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
If so, why would she only want to get off with men who look like him? I understand that Mick has a certain sex appeal, but surely this is due to him being Mick Jagger and a rock star. Men who look like him, without being rock stars, would not possess this strange sex appeal. Does this song make any sense to you, Scott? Emily, back in Preston.
Well, the thing is, we've discussed this before, Emily. If you're a rock star, you can get absolutely anyone. It doesn't actually matter what you look like at all, isn't that true? What is it that makes Mick Jagger so attractive to you in particular, Becky? I know you've always had a thing for the Jagger.
Money?
Yeah. It's like that
well,
girl...
I don't know, I don't really know him, what his personality's like.
So that girl that's just gone into the Big Brother house, we need to talk about that later as well, have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God.
Didn't see it last
night. Oh my God. Anyway, her name's Katia, and she has just been dumped or dumped...
They split up, haven't they?
Ronnie Wood.
Because he dumped the lovely Joe to go out
yes,
with Katia.
Now Katia, it's all over as well, but... Like I said, I mean, he's not conventionally good-looking man, but he is...
He might have a GSOH.
He probably has. But he is a rock star, and therefore it doesn't matter what he looks like. Next.
Scott, I've just woken up in my hospital bed in Bristol after having knee surgery last night.
Oh.
Apparently, when I was coming round in recovery, I became obsessed with reading the nurse's name tags. But due to the drugs and my blurry vision, I ended up staring at their chests for ages. Well, embarrassing. Dan, 22, in Bristol.
Dan, 22, Bristol. You can't help what you're doing when you come around from an operation. Don't blame yourself. Honestly, you can say and do all sorts. Mm. Becky has a brilliant story about this.
I can't talk about that now, though.
I know you can't. She can't say it on the radio at this time of day, but a similar thing did happen to Becky while she was coming around.
Can I just say, I was only joking. I was trying to be funny, and it wasn't true, any of it.
Right, but you were having a nice time.
I was having a lovely time, but it was all in an ironic way.
That's right. Mm. Yeah.
Then no one believed me.
It's such a shame we can't tell this story.
No. My ex-boyfriend, who was sat in the waiting room at the time, was quite concerned as to what was going on in there.
Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about...
Apparently, I'm not the only one.
Really?
And the lovely Megan, who used to work here, her elderly next-door neighbour, she had the same procedure. She loved it as well.
Did she?
Mm.
See, it's... Don't worry about it, Dan, 22, because...
All sorts.
Anything, all sorts can happen.
And none of it's your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not really you. It's, you're just coming around, you know? You're just coming around, so don't worry about it. It's
and
all
it's
fine.
Not your subconscious, as some people say. That's
no, it's
really
not.
Not.
No. Next. I hope that made him feel better. Next.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
A while ago, I was looking at the selection of BBC podcasts, choosing the ones to download so I can improve my English talking. I saw yours and redid the description. I decided to download it because I wanted to know what a crank call is. I now listen to you a lot, but I still don't know what a crank call is. I asked my mother and she said it is written wrong. She thinks it says prank call. Is this right, or is a crank call something different which I don't know about? My English is not super, so I hope this is not the case. Love, Chew.
Love, Chew too. Hi, Chew.
That was awful. I can't believe you did that.
Your
first day back.
English is really good on that. Prank call is same as crank call, I think. Same kind of thing. Thanks very much for emailing us. And I love that you are learning actual English off of our podcast. It makes me feel kind of special.
I'm very concerned.
Next.
Any more news on Hot Tub Time Machine, Scott? From John in Middlesbrough.
This is an amazing film, which is going to be out in 2 months, counting down the days. I also, I heard Reggie on over Christmas, and he was also expressing the love for this film, Hot Tub Time Machine. He's obviously seen the trailer. Listen to this.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
So loads of dudes
get
in a hot tub, and they get transported back in time.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
What a brilliant idea for a film. Don't you think?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
What more could you want? Hot tubs, girls,
yeah.
And
they get
time
transported
travel.
Back to their college years. What a brilliant idea. A hot tub that can travel through time. Really good. Do you know what I saw, which I think you will love as well?
What?
The Hangover. You remember we had Heather Graham in just before Christmas? She's brilliant in it and you would like it.
Excellent.
I just wanted to give you another tip there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's on
That's
saying...
That's been out for quite a while. Have you only just got round to seeing it?
Yeah, I got round to see it 2 days ago. I'd seen clips before.
I thought you told her you loved the whole film.
The bits that I'd seen...
You are awful!
The bits that I'd seen of the film.
That's why we're made to go and watch these films under, like, supervision, because people like you pretend that they've seen them and then...
I'd seen enough to make a judgment.
How many clips did you see?
Three.
2 minutes on YouTube.
Three. She's not in it for that long.
Do you want us to get her back in so you can say, actually, yes, I did genuinely really like it.
Anyway, that's my tip for you.
Thanks.
I've also got another TV tip for you later, which you are going to love. Something I discovered through my brother, actually, over Christmas. Really good. It's on all the time as well.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Anyway, so Hot Tub Time Machine, in answer to your question, I don't know anything more. It's been made, and I know it's out in America in March, so I imagine it's going to be out here around about the same time, so look out for it. I don't know whether it'll be troubling your cinema, your local cinema, or whether it'll be straight to DVD, but we'll find out more details in due course.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I've got this song by this girl group called Girls Can't Catch. Now, I've heard this a couple of times. Have you heard this song?
Yeah.
It's one of those songs where I'm not sure if they say what the song is called, whether the title of the song is in the track. It's called Echo. See what you think. I haven't heard it at all for a couple of weeks over Christmas and New Year, so... Echo by Girls Can't Catch. Let's see if they say it at all in the song. I'm not so sure. No, didn't hear it. That was Girls Can't Catch on Radio 1 with Echo. It's 8:20.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's time for this. I haven't done this for a while. Text me your scores, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Apparently they did say it in the third line of the chorus, but you had to listen hard. That's from Cheryl. Oh.
All right, thanks, Cheryl. I'll have a listen back to that later. OK, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know old people?
Yes.
I love them, me. They use mobiles a lot now as well, don't they?
Oh, they're all about the technology.
Maybe you got your nana a mobile or your granddad a mobile for Christmas. I think that grands and granddads have come a long way since only using capital letters in text messages. And also a full stop after every word, which my nan, God rest her, did used to do a lot.
Has your granddad got one? Does he say, love granddad, kiss
yeah.
at the end?
He still puts, love granddad, yeah, no kiss, and still capitals. But a lot of old people have come on a long way, I think. Do you think they use text abbreviations? Do you get the odd lol now and again from an old?
No.
No? Well, we sent Ian, who works on the show, onto the streets of Great Britain, and we gave some old people some examples of text abbreviations. We gave them LOL and LOMEO. Out of 9 old people...
I'd love it if they do, but I don't think they will.
How many out of 9 would know what LOL and LOMEO stood for?
1, and that's being generous.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's some old people and their text abbreviations. Do they know what they mean, though?
Do you use mobile phones?
Oh, no.
You don't use...
I've got one, but I can't use it very well.
What do you think LOL might stand
for? Is it to do with mobiles?
Yeah.
I don't know. But can you tell me where Liberty's is?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe this is lots of love, or, you know, lol. Like, lots, or, you know, the...
This means that you are in a good mood. LOL. It means that you are in a good mood.
LMAO. Do you know what that stands for?
No idea. Loads. Man. Alpha Oscar.
So LOL is what?
Lots of love.
And what about LMAO? Do you think?
Love my something or other. I don't have no idea.
LMAO.
Looking more at offers.
Good one.
Let me... something over.
So what might LOL stand for?
Something online.
OK.
Live online.
LMAO.
Love me and out.
Love me and out. Good one. LMAO.
I have no idea. I'm thinking lick my armpits or something.
Lick my armpits.
Or...
often.
Something.
I think we can kind of say that was one. Because she said puts you in a good mood. Let's have that.
Someone said lots of love. Does that count? Or are you thinking of laugh out loud?
Laugh out loud.
Well, LOL is also lots of love, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
It is.
It's not, though.
It is.
It is, though?
But it is, though.
Is it?
No, actually, it isn't. Because if I say it is, I don't get the point.
It isn't, though.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
No.
But it isn't anyway. Point or no
but
point.
It isn't, though. For the purposes of this and me getting
it
the point,
is not.
It isn't.
Right, back me up, people.
LOL also means lots of love.
Right, it doesn't, though. It anyway, doesn't. It doesn't matter. You got a point, so that's it.
Good.
Oh, what's occurring?
It does, though.
Okay, do you remember when Mr. T came in?
I wasn't here for this. I missed him. He was your best guest ever, wasn't he?
He was brilliant. Love Mr. T. One thing Mr. T never says, though, are the words I or me.
Ah, oh, is he one of those amazing people that talks about themselves in the third person?
Always refers to himself as Mr. T.
Do you know what? I think this adds something to you. I think this can add an element of style. I might start doing it. So, like, what? Becky thinks that she might start doing this.
Even though it's you, I'm going to start saying that.
But don't you think it makes me seem a bit
seem
better
what?
Than I am?
No. But it works for Mr. T. Question. How many times did Mr. T mention Mr. T in our interview? You weren't here for this.
5.
You're having a laugh.
20.
That's more like it. Let's find out.
Oh, What's occurring?
Here's Mr. T talking about himself.
Is Mr. T my real name?
Come on, Mr. T, we gotta go over here. We gotta go over there.
Hell. Because people be saying, Mr. T hurt my arm. Who's gonna straighten up the man better than Mr. T? Hey, Mr. T, you ain't nothing. Hey, Mr. T, you a chump. Mr. T not good at sing-along.
No.
You know, see, Mr. T's a smart guy.
Love him.
This way you get a chance to see who Mr. T really is. Put him in the Mr. T torture test. You know, they say, wow, Mr. T, can I have another one? I used to wear your Mr. T pajamas, you know.
There were Mr. T pajamas?
Yeah, yeah. There were Mr. T pajamas, Mr. T lunch pails. Oh, man, we used to rack them up. Mr. T cartoon show. Man, Mr. T dolls. One guy told me Mr. T, and the people called and said, hey, let's get Mr. T to the White House. I gave her a Mr. T doll. I said, my first name is Mr., my middle name is that period, my last name is T. So pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
God, you're so close with your second guess. 21 Mr.
Yes.
T's there, mentioned by Mr. T himself.
Oh, what's occurring?
Huge debate going on about LOL now on the text.
Most
but I am right.
Me.
You know, I am actually brilliant at impressions.
One impression, your Dizzy Rascal impression is good. Oh, and who's the other impression that you do really well? Stacey Solomon.
Yeah. Yeah. I've forgotten about this one in particular. Do you remember when I called up three people pretending that I was Simon Cowell? Not my best impression, I don't think.
No, I think I've sort of forgotten about that.
Okay, well, let's relive this again. This is so bad. How many of the three people would believe it was actual Simon Cowell when I called them?
Did you ring again? Am I allowed to know?
I phoned Louis Walsh, Nick Grimshaw, and voiceover man off of X Factor.
One, I think Louis will fall for it.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Simon Cowell phoning Louis Walsh first.
Hello?
Louis?
Yeah?
Simon.
Hello?
Hi. Do I have much time to talk? No. And I'll tell you why. We need to bring Daniel back, darling.
I forgot how good it was.
Yeah, I don't think that he believed me. Grimmy?
Hello?
Nick?
Yes?
Simon Cowell.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? Do I like your clothes? No. Do I like your hair? No. Do you need a wash? Yes. But do I want you on the Extra Factor? Yes. I told you it was pretty bad. Voiceover man?
Hello.
Peter?
Yeah?
Simon Cowell.
Hello, Simon.
Hi. I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? This...
Yes.
This time to face the music thing. Is it the best way to start the show? No. Do I like it? No. Have I thought of something better? Yes. Shall I tell you what it is? Yes. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Okay, it's bring on the wall. It's a better catchphrase. Am I a genius? Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, from this Saturday, it's bring on the wall, darling, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye. Awful. But one.
You're like one of those really bad impressionists that sounds nothing like the person but says the same words and hopefully they'll just get away with it.
That's me.
Yeah.
But one was right. One voiceover man clearly thought that was Simon. Clearly.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Okay. Posh Radio 4's back on with some Dear Scots. This is the stuff you've been saying while we've been away. Anything you want to know anytime, just send an email with. Subject, Dear Scott, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Can you really drink all day and play all night? In Bournemouth, if I drink all day, I tend to collapse and sleep all night. Jeff, Bournemouth.
Yes, Jeff, this is in reference to the Chucky song, I'm in Miami Girl, which we're playing a lot on Radio 1 at the moment, where they do drink all day and play all night. Admittedly, you're right. If you drink all day, you do generally sleep all night, but it's different in Miami.
What about in other parts of this country? Is there anywhere in this country where you can do that?
I think so. Darlington was pretty It was pretty drink all day, or a fight all night, actually, in the pub that I was in the other day.
So Darlow is the UK's Miami.
Yeah. If you missed this earlier, I got stranded in a pub. It wasn't a lock-in. It was on New Year's Day. I got the wrong train, and they told me to get off or face the consequences. So I had to stop off in Darlington, and it was the pub next to the train station, and there was a fight going on around me, and me and a couple of mates. And then I went to the loo, and this bloke was saying to his mate, "God, I'm so out of shape, I just really need to get fit. But it's all right, because I'm being sent down again in 2 weeks, so I'll just get fit in jail."
And then everyone kissed and made up to some cheesy 80s song.
Well, there was a proper fight going on all around us, and then about 5 minutes later, the same people that were fighting were singing, "Nothing's gonna stop us now," waving their arms in the air, cheering like nothing had happened, and everyone was happy again. So yes, Darlington and Miami, in answer to your question. Next!
Hi Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. I was listening to the podcast and heard somebody asking for a lingerie shot of Becky, but she wasn't in the studio. Well, hopefully she's been bothered to come into work today. Can I get a picture for my desktop?
No. Seriously, why would you want one?
Also, on your new page, Scott, I can understand why you have fake tan at the top, but why do you have what appears to be a burger calculator and some driving gloves? Keith from Cheshire.
Essential parts of the show.
What they've done, Keith, is with each show on Radio 1, what they've done now online is they've tried to kind of represent what the show's all about in objects. Now, that is what you're seeing there is a burger phone, which we have mentioned on the show before because I do have one. The glove, I think, is in reference to the one leather glove that was found in my drawer a couple of years ago. Isn't there anymore. And the fake tan, Natch, speaks for itself.
It works sort of separately, but as a combination, it can look quite odd.
It really looks odd.
The fake tan, glove and burger.
But that's why they're all there. All right.
Hey, Scott Mills, hey. Becky Face, TOTDS. I like to think he sounds similar to a cat breaking into a jar of pickles. And anyone else involved. My rats keep fighting while I'm trying to sleep, and it's really hard to sleep with the noise going on. I was just wondering if there's a trick to keeping them quiet other than giving them to someone else. Thanks a bunch. Dan, Eastleigh.
Right, Dan.
Oh, my ex-housemate used to have a hamster and it was up all night in that wheelie thing.
Well, that's just not a rat, though, is it?
Yeah, but I can imagine it's the same sort of noise, that like the scuttling around kind of...
Well, what do you do? Give them to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we are.
Put earmuffs on. Not on you, not on the rat.
Not on the rat. That's Eastleigh for you.
Although a rat with earmuffs on would look well cool. Like. Especially if it was those dog ones with the head out of one ear
yes.
and then the tail out of the other ear.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, good.
Thanks very much for your email, Dan from Eastleigh, I believe. Yeah, so am I. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to ask me anything else.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.